5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, Cass, so should you tell your best friend that you're suing their company?
Yeah, is this a deal breaker, a friendship deal breaker? So I'm going to keep the details vague because it's a friend of mine and it's an ongoing lawsuit. But basically, she is suing a company where her best friend works and is pretty high up. Now, there's a chance her best friend is never going to find out about this lawsuit because she doesn't work in legal. She doesn't have anything to do with that side of things. But she's wondering if she should come clean to her BFF, like, hey, just so you know, I'm suing your company. You know, the people who pay for your livelihood, for your kids and your family. I'm suing them because they did me wrong. When she's like, that could honestly, you know, she thinks she has a case and she feels wronged by this company. But at the same time, that could put their friendship on the rocks. But she's also told me, she's like, but I could slip it through and she may never find out that it's going on.
Is the reason why she's involved in the company because of her friend? Or is it just coincidence that she is like she's involved in this company and suing it and her friend also happens to work for it?
A little of both. Like, okay. Her friend didn't rope her into the company, but she started using the company just to, like, it was one of her friend's companies.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying anything.
You're not?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't say anything either.
I wouldn't
keep it from her because I feel like I'm doing something wrong, though. I just probably wouldn't mention it.
Well, is it going to affect her income in any way? Like, if this person sues the company, could it somehow affect her job?
I mean, if the company, like, goes bankrupt or something, absolutely. And it's bad press. Not that she's going to talk about it. But, like, that's the thing is, there's no direct correlation. Like, her friend wouldn't get fired or anything like that. Literally has nothing to do with the section that she is targeting in her lawsuit. It's just she feels like she is lying by omission to her best friend by not saying this because it's a major life event that's going on in her life.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this person should just kind of not say anything, because if it's not going to affect the friend in any way, like if it's not going to be some kind of impact on their income, if they could lose their job over it, that would be one thing. But at the end of the day, like, they have to handle the legal battle by themselves. And if it comes to a point where it gets big enough, then maybe say something. But I would keep it to myself.
Here's my thing, though. If I'm doing, like, if I'm in the middle of a massive legal battle, I'm telling all my friends. Like, it's part of my life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if this is something that I'm going through and I'm dealing with, yeah, you best believe in the group chat, I'm like updating everybody. And I have somebody right now in my life, and God bless her heart, she's been in court so much, and she's constantly updating us as far as like how her court dates are going. So if I'm suing somebody, I'm going to hit up the group chat and be like, OMG, XYZ has happened. Wish me luck, because I'm going after them to get what's due.
But what's interesting, though, is then if your friend, if she did that and your friend got subpoenaed, that chat could be entered into, like, if it goes to court, evidence, into testimony. And everything that you've said on that transcript, because your friend's an employee, could end up in court.
I'm not saying anything. I am running away from drama.
But then as a friend, like, if you, let me give an example. Let's say you work at a large retail store and you're in the corporate side, corporate offices, and something at a local store happened, and that's what your friend is suing over. That's kind of like what we're dealing with here. If you find out that your best friend has entered a lawsuit into the company, like with the company where you work, and has said nothing to you the entire time, don't you feel like a little bit betrayed or a little bit hurt or rejected? Or why didn't you tell me? I thought our friendship was stronger than that.
Yeah, this is one of those times where you just have to lay the whole cliche that, hey, this is personal, not business. So
you mean this is business, not personal?
Business, yeah, not personal. So, yeah.
I do feel like it is definitely business, not personal. But if this is my best friend and we talk to like each other about everything and you kind of omitted this one thing, I would feel a little slighted for
like
my friend.
Best tier one godmother of your kids friend.
I would feel a little
It's like one of your best friends was suing the radio company. Yeah. You want to know about that, right?
Yeah, I'd want to be part of the lawsuit.
I'm trying to eat too, bro.
I got some gripes as well.
The Burt Show, real litigious.
Yeah, I think if it's a best friend, it does change everything. If it's just a coworker or a casual friend, that's one thing. But if it's a best friend you're sharing everything with, and this is the one thing you don't talk about, then yeah.
But if you're the best friend, then do you feel some kind of way that your friend is suing your company? Like if your friend, Burt, sued the radio company and never told you, you'd feel some kind of way. But then if he came and said, I'm suing the radio company, aren't you like... That's where I work. That's my livelihood that you're messing with in some capacity.
If I didn't do anything to cause the loss, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel no way.
Yeah.
Nah. Business.
Yep, business.
So that was helpful. I will have her tell her friend, I think, is what we came up with just now. I'm confused. Y'all gave a lot of conflicting advice.
If it's a best friend, tell.
Okay.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, we're going to see how the women fare when it comes to male anatomy. Because Mo brought to the table this video of men trying to answer questions about women's anatomy, specifically reproductive anatomy. And let's just say they didn't do so good. Who is this video from again?
I don't remember.
The comedian that's asking the questions, her name is Hannah Berner.
Just non-aesthetic things on X, at pictures folder.
How does a girl pee with a tampon in?
I've always wondered this.
I have no idea, dude. Does she take it out? She takes it out. Yeah, take it out.
You hold it off to the side or take it out. Or maybe it absorbs stuff anyway, so it can do both at the same time.
Yeah, just pee into it.
You have to take it out first, and then they have to put in a new one.
You guys got to take it out, right? You got to pull it out every time? Jeez.
How do girls go swimming on her period?
Depends on if it's in the ocean. There might be the risk of attracting the sharks.
I love the guy who's like, geez, because you know he's just trying to like show how empathetic. He's not like other guys. He's empathetic. He's like, geez, that really sucks for you guys.
All right, so we're about to do an anatomy quiz. So kid warning here if you don't want your kids to know about this. But for I will say from like a woman's standpoint, I do hate it like when you have your tampon in and you do go pee and then the string gets wet and then you have a wet string. So annoying.
I almost wonder if those guys who were like, oh, you have to take it out, were thinking about it in that way, because I used to change it every time I peed, but now I'm too lazy for that crap.
Absolutely.
They weren't, Abby.
No, absolutely not.
I'm trying to, you know what? I'm doing this new thing where I give men the benefit of the doubt.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Look at the change that's coming.
All right, so, Mo, we tasked you with putting together a quiz of male anatomy because we were like, listen, these guys don't know what they're talking about. They don't have the parts. It would be nice if they were a little more educated on what women have to endure and like actually knew the stuff. But then we're like, all right, well, let's put our money where our mouth is and see if we know what's going on with male anatomy.
It's going to be interesting to see how you ladies do, because I feel like this doesn't normally go this way.
I know, right?
Some of these are going to be very random, because I scoured the internet to try to find some interesting questions and some fun questions. So bear with me, because some of it was just entirely too scientific for radio.
And did you know the answers to all the questions?
The majority of them.
Okay.
Couple of them I didn't.
Okay.
All right. Start off light. What are the male sex cells called?
The male sex cells.
You mean like the chromosome? The DNA?
Like XY or YY?
Overthinking it.
Oh, I'm overthinking it. What is it? Sperm?
There you go.
Okay.
Could you phrase it more for us to understand?
I'm not helping. No. Okay.
I love how you're like classic women. You're already overthinking it.
We're 7 steps ahead.
Exactly. Sperm makes up what percentage of semen?
Oh.
I feel like it's a trick question.
I think there's a lot more semen to sperm.
I'm going to go 1%.
I'm going to go 10%.
10% is the answer. Wow, you're on fire right
Kristen
now.
Kristen is very familiar with this.
Hey, Abby, you got to pull up.
What is the primary male sex organs?
primary?
The gonads.
You got it.
I don't know what science class I learned that from, but it just, hey, it's like mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
They are called testicles, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
either one. They actually give you both.
They give gonads? Mm-hmm. It's like,
gonads or testes. Either was correct.
I always thought, gonads was like a joke term for.
I did too, but
like nads. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
No. What is the fleshy pouch of skin that holds the gonads or the testes?
The sack.
The scrotum.
There you go. Oh, both right, technically, but yes, the scrotum is the scientific name.
It is your ball sack, man.
Yeah, that's true. What is the function?
Scrotum is much better, though.
What is the function of the scrotum?
To maintain the temperature of the testes.
You are on fire. What is going on right now? Wow.
Even though my husband and I couldn't have a baby by ourselves, I know how that S works.
Is it true that temperature has an effect on male privates, or is that a myth that men made up?
No, it does. It does. Yeah.
It does.
It is true. It is true.
Because I read this article about the ball hot tub that people were going to use for birth control, where like before doing the thing, they would put their balls in the hot tub so it would make them infertile.
Lies.
No, I kid you not.
Like, was it actually like a little hot tub for the balls? Or was it you're lying? And you just dip them in there?
You just dip them in there.
Wow.
Shut up.
You added things I didn't even have on the quiz. Okay. Is it possible for men to lactate?
Yes.
No.
Correct answer is yes.
I just feel like that question wouldn't be asked if it wasn't true.
That was a good way to think about it, Tim.
Did you not learn anything from Meet the Parents?
Yes, I did. Well, except I got Tease Fokker. Can you milk me?
Well, Tommy's got Mountain Dew coming out of
his his face. He's not amused.
Speaking of, I put this one in here specifically for you, Abby.
Okay.
What does Harry Styles, Zac Efron, and Mark Wahlberg all have in common?
They all got big energy.
Oh my God.
Stop it. You can't say that.
Well,
Abby,
might be time to wrap up the quiz. You forgot where you were.
We're not cutting bonus. This is on the air.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna throw up.
I can't believe you just yelled that.
The correct answer was extra nipples.
Yeah. We'll all be back after vacation. I don't know about Abby.
All right.
Here, Bird Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so going into the weekend, we have had this one before, where you're in a group, you guys are all hanging out, and then you develop a crush on a friend, and then you want to go ahead and take this thing to next level, but you're too scared because you think you're going to ruin the friendship. And that's what's going on in her life, and Mo's got the email.
Hey, Bird Show fam. First of all, I completely and wholeheartedly love the show and every single one of you, but especially the girls, Cassie, Abby, Kristen, Katie, etc.
Thanks.
And I need help from everyone, please. All right. My current amazing friend group consists of 3 girls and 3 guys. We're all super close to the point where we have a couple in our friend group. But we have become a lot closer in the last few months. My gal friends of the group, who are my absolute best friends for life, have been teasing me for months that I like one of our guy friends. We'll call him John. I denied this because in my head, we were just friends, and he's the sweetest guy. And that's all there was to it. He's a gentleman, smart, cute, funny, etc. About a month ago, we went to see a theater production he was in. Just me and my two friends, who are a couple in our group. I had a light bulb moment. My best friend witnessed the light bulb moment, and she gave me a look. During an admission, when her boyfriend went out to the bathroom, she was like, "You like John, don't you?" At that moment, I realized I actually really, really, really do like him. That's three reallys.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That was about a month ago. Well, my best friends have been encouraging me that since we are graduating in a month, I should see if John would like to go do something. Just the two of us. I am not the person to do this kind of thing at all. I freak out, thinking he'll say no. It'll make things awkward in our group. All these other what-if scenarios are going off in my head. However, I really do like him, and I've kind of really do want to ask.
So many reallys.
Because I don't want to regret not asking in the future if he would have said yes and if it could have gone somewhere. So on the first piece of advice I'm asking for is, do you think I should ask John on a date? The second piece of advice I'm asking for is, if you guys say yes, what do you think I should ask him to do? Or what do you think I should ask him to go do that would not be awkward? Thank you for any and all advice you give me.
I think you should sleep with him and work your way backwards.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That escalated quickly.
Just try. Why waste all this mental time you're talking about?
We're not doing that.
So Mo and I have said this before also, man. But I might go counter to what is obvious. If a dude digs you, you're going to know it. At some point or another, like, he might have already made the move. But you and I have also said that we have denied chemistry forever because of lack of self-esteem. You just never assume that somebody's really into you.
I agree.
So I'm not sure what it is.
And I think also sometimes a guy may not make a move in a situation like this because he's thinking the same thing you're thinking. He doesn't want to make it awkward either, so he may not ask. But I feel like that was a lot of reallys.
Yeah.
You really, really, really like him. You got to shoot your shot.
Well, no, and I feel the hesitation. So, and I agree with the guys. If a guy likes you, he'll make it happen. Like, he'll say something. However, in this instance, because it's a friend group and you're wanting to preserve the friend group and you don't want to make things awkward, maybe you would sit on those feelings and you wouldn't be proactive about it. So, I want to encourage you to do something for sure, but I want you to be prepared if it does make things awkward for a while, because and I hate to say this, but this is what's happened to me. Every guy friend I had that tried to make a move, we ended up eventually that friendship never lasted.
Mm-hmm. They just weren't good at the manipulation. So I will tell you this, to be totally honest with you, man, I was the weight in the weeds guy for a while. When I was younger, here I am with the reality of what I look like. But knowing that if I could just befriend somebody that she might go like, okay, now I see the attraction, right? So a lot of times I faked being the friends, just hoping and waiting for that opportunity to come along, so you just never really know. In looking back at it, I just wish I would have shot my shot.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that this would bother me, to have to try to suppress these feelings knowing that I have them. I mean, I do agree that if you do shoot your shot, you have to prepare for the fact that the friendship may never be the same again. But do you really want to live the rest of your life wondering what if?
Right. I was telling you guys that when I was in the gym locker room a couple of weeks ago, there were two doctors talking, right? I told you guys about this. Well, and they were both sharing what people on their deathbed universally regret about their lives, and that is not shooting their shot, living with regret. That's the number one thing, and they couldn't even name what was number two. So I think that's the worst place to be.
And I feel like you can do it casually. Like, I don't think she has to make it super awkward and like, you know, let's go on a date. Just, you could just kind of casually bring up one day, like, let's go do something. Let's go celebrate and just kind of feel his energy out and go and let it kind of play out from there.
Seize the day.
There you go.
Or seize the D. Whatever. All right, Katie. So you think your mom might have accidentally insulted you, or do you think that this one is... No, this is on purpose.
Oh, no. She did this on purpose. And I can't fully be upset about it because that's the relationship that she and I have. We have this open, be honest, tell me how you really feel. It's okay type of relationship. So I can go to her and say, hey, today you're getting on my nerves. I'm going to isolate myself. And she can say the same and will be no hard feelings.
And you really take that chip and you'll call that one from time to time with your mother.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah? It is.
Yeah.
Because then I can just like let it out, especially after a night of having wine where she and I have just been drinking together. Oh, those are interesting. And so like there's only been a few times that I can count on my hand where when she did say something, it actually like hurt my feelings, even though I asked for it or had that open door for it. Mm-hmm. And the last time that I recall is
you know where she's going.
Yes, I do.
The last time I recall is when I was just hanging out with my mom, right?
Minding your business.
Just minding my business. And she looks at me like really closely. Like she gets all in my face. And I'm like, okay.
In your personal space.
All in my personal space. And she says, baby, you have a mustache. Right?
Oh,
so,
oh no.
Yep.
Oh no.
So I'm like, she's like, it's okay. It runs in the family, but it's there. It's there. I just want to let you know. You know,
like you don't look in a mirror every day.
Exactly.
Well, if she did look in the mirror every day, she would have seen it herself.
I it's little peach fuzz. And I was like, it's just peach fuzz. It's not a big deal. It's a different story when I go to get my eyebrows waxed and like the lady says, hey, you want a mustache wax too? Like, I feel like they say that to everyone.
Okay, they don't call it a mustache wax, Katie. They call it a lip wax. And okay, I get one as well.
Okay. Tomato.
Still the same
lip
thing.
Wax and not a mustache wax.
Mm-hmm. Do you have this, Abby?
Yes. Oh my gosh, my mom insults me all the time, and she doesn't mean to, but every now and then she has actually given me the mustache mustache compliment before. It's the opposite of a compliment. Mm-hmm. Because I self-tan, and so sometimes the self-tan will coagulate on your upper lip and give you sort of like a Luigi looking situation. Mm-hmm. And she has absolutely said, Abby, what's going on there? I'm like, I'm just trying not to be pale. Mm-hmm.
And that day that hurt my feelings, but I knew she was coming from a place of love, right? And so then ever since then, now I shave it off, get it waxed, it's gone.
You attacked me first too, don't forget that part.
I sure did, because yep. Why wouldn't you tell me what my mother told me?
Next time Katie saw me, she didn't even say hello to me. Just, why have you not told me I had a mustache? Like,
what? Did you even notice it?
No.
Yeah, you don't notice that?
Well, I noticed it, especially when I shaved it and there was actual hair. I was like, oh, there's more than I thought there was.
So
right?
Women will actually put like shaving cream above their lip and shave like a dude does like his mustache, same thing?
I mean, yeah, there are women who now shave because it's okay. The fancy word is dermaplaning, right? And you scrape off all the hair on your face, and you are essentially shaving your face. And some women have been doing it for years, especially when you go through menopause, and sometimes you get like the hair starts to come in more and coarser. And there are definitely women who shave their face.
So there's a different thing that you use. Like it's not the same shaving thing that we use for our mustache.
Some women do use razors.
I don't. No. I do like an electric.
Well, yeah. Oh, the electric thing. Yeah. So you have electric, you have an actual razor, and then you have like this little knife looking thing that you can just kind of.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they call it dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning. Uh-huh. Okay. It's shaving.
But essentially it's shaving, okay. Which I do whenever I go get a facial. They dermaplane for me.
Yep.
Your skin absorbs the stuff better and your makeup goes on so much smoother. I
learned a lot about women the last 24 hours of one conversation we can't have on the air.
And so then the most recent offense, we were just having another casual conversation. I'm just standing in the doorway and she just stares at me blankly and just says, Katie, why is your hair always the same? You used to have it curly when you were younger and it would be just so pretty. Like, why don't you wear it like that anymore?
It's because
like,
you didn't have a job when you were 7. It had to be up at 4:40 in the morning when you were 6 years old.
And I'm like, you're the one who did my hair, first of all. And she never taught me how to wear it curly. I don't even know how to do that if I wanted to. And so she's saying this. She's like, I just loved it when you just wore it like naturally. Like, it's just... And to give her some credit, I kind of feel the same because I've been wanting to do a drastic change with my hair, and I feel like that's the thing that women, we go through, whether it may be after a breakup, you know, hair change, mm-hmm. you know, evolving as a woman. You do something drastic to change your hair,
yeah.
right?
You have your kid, you do the mom cut.
That, like, there's so many different things. And so I have been wanting to actually do that. It's just I haven't been ready to take that step. Like, mm-hmm. I'm hesitant. Like, I'm afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it because I know it'll be fabulous, but I'm just hesitant to take that step. And then also I'm like, I have to find someone that I trust mm-hmm. to like do my hair in that type of style, which is completely different being a black woman, to find mm-hmm. someone who can do your hair in a natural style where it's like, we call it like a flexi rod set, where it's just like the curls that will last for a long time instead of me just going to silk press. I'm like, I feel like anybody can just have straight flattened my hair. So now I'm on the fence about actually doing it. And taking her advice, because mm-hmm. I know she's come from a place of love, and it's something I do want to do deep down inside, but I'm afraid to do it.
Do I have this wrong? Didn't one of your friends, like a couple of weeks ago, tell you that you have to start dressing up also?
Oh, no, that was when I ran into a woman I used to date.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
She told herself that. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. She told herself that.
Between you and your mom, y'all gonna get you together.
You're driving that new fancy car now, and you have to look like you belong in that car.
Yeah, exactly. So it needs a new hairstyle, too, right?
Yes. Brand new car with a thick ass mustache.
With your sail hairstyle.
People are gonna go, oh, look at that cop in that car.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.